Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're not the team mascot. You're not sitting there being paid a couple million dollars to be the rah-rah guy, to be the Austin Hedges, where you're basically, you're not really even used for your playing ability. You're used because you're just another coach. And I don't want that for Nick Chubb. I want him to have a real, actual chance. And the moment that you drafted those two running backs, Daryl, that chance went out the window. He was going to be, at best, taking what Jerome Ford just ended up getting with his deal and then rotating in very, very sparingly. Now, nothing's promised to him in Houston.
Yeah.
They got like 4 or 5 different backs. They got some guys out there that could compete with him. But
and that's why I think it's going to be an incentive-laden deal that he's going to sign, the one-year contract he'll sign with the Texans. Here's the other thing, too. Yeah, to your point, he is not the guy you're trotting out in front of the cameras and microphones to be the team spokesman for when things, or I should say, if times get tough this fall, right?
Right.
I mean, it used to be a running joke behind the scenes. How short could his media availabilities be?
Because we got a 10-second answer from him. That was a big time answer.
Yeah, like it was like we'd set the over under at 3 minutes, but it became like a running joke because he was never comfortable being in front of cameras and microphones. He didn't like talking, and that wasn't anything directed like toward us disrespectfully. Just media availability was never his thing. He liked to do his talking when he carried the football. You know, this is a guy that had 3,100 yard games in his career with the Browns. I would argue he might be one of the greatest second round picks the Browns have had in franchise history. With what he was able to do, right? That particular draft class, he was one of the, I call it the stars of of that particular class when they drafted him in the second round. But yeah, the writing is on the wall, and that's why we were talking earlier. You know, like I don't have some like fiery, passionate take about the situation because I had already come to terms with Nick Chubb is not going to be on this football team this year. Mm-hmm. As much as I like, respect, and admire what he had done on the field, what he has meant to Browns fans, the Batman bit, right, was great.
Yeah.
His teammates are putting tributes to him on social media and that. But this is the business of football. This is the lousy part of pro sports, and this is the lousy part of being a fan.
And
because
yeah,
Nick Chubb's a guy you want to go coast to coast.
He's everything you want, and it's going to be really weird when he's in a Texans uniform watching him play football. It's going to be different, and that's okay. That's fine. I'm never going to tell anybody to not be upset today. Today is it's almost like the finality of it all. Even though we've seen this coming, we knew it was on the horizon. Hearing that he's likely going to sign with the Texans, I guess you're thankful it's not the Steelers, am I right? But hearing that he's likely going to sign with the Texans, like it does sting a little bit in many ways.
I'll give him credit. He's going somewhere. I'm using the Joe Hayden example just only because it's the one that's like top of mind, mm-hmm. right? And because people were bringing that up. Oh, this is like Joe Hayden 2.0. Well, Joe Hayden was cut while Sashi Brown was burning the house down.
Yeah.
But, you know, Andrew Berry's not burning the house down here, even though I have myself very low expectations for what this team is going to do this year. Me saying them winning six games, however, I think exceeds what other folks believe this team is going to be able
to do
this fall.
Vegas says 5.5, so you're right in line with Vegas.
I'm taking the over. I for me, I think that's, I won't say easy money, but I feel comfortable taking the over there because I think they got six wins in them despite the fact the schedule's hard. But, like, this is a different situation. This isn't Joe Haden 2.0 mm-hmm. where he gets cut and he walks over to play with the Steelers because, again, the roster's getting burned to the ground.
That's why I wonder if people think I'm, like, a little insane for suggesting that it's almost the Browns doing him a favor.
Like, I kind of feel like
Nick Chubb really want to play on a team that's going to win five or six games? And at this point is, I mean, we're like those driverless cars you see in Arizona. Like, we're directionless right now. We don't know exactly where we're going or what we're doing.
Well, and it's so, a four-man quarterback race. I can't believe you're saying it's directionless.
And people want this to be something for Nick Chubb, but it's also in the same breath, I'm like, this isn't a 10-win playoff team and we're trying to squeeze out another win to advance on to, to win the AFC North. He's going to be in a much better situation, or at least should be. He's going to have a chance to revive his career.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no denying that. He's only played 10 games out of the previous two seasons. It's not like he's been on the field a bunch to begin with anyway.
It just hit me. That's an artificial surface in Houston, too.
Yes, it is. Yeah, you got a dome there.
I worry about knees and artificial
People
surfaces.
People complain about that all the time, yes.
And a couple of years, the Browns will be playing on an artificial surface under our roof.
And I'm sure we'll have those conversations.
We're going to have those conversations, too.
The moment
too.
Someone gets injured, oh my goodness.
Yes.
Hey, you brought the dome for this? It's going to be annoying. I'm already annoyed.
It's
the conversation.
A glass roof. You mean they can't grow grass under a glass roof? Isn't it a greenhouse?
216-474-0092. Did the Browns do Nick Chubb a favor, or were they just looking out for themselves? I think in many ways, I know it's a very glass half full approach that I'm taking here and being like the Browns are looking out for Nick Chubb when I know the realities of it. Andrew Berry's looking out for Andrew Berry. Like, Andrew Berry is, in every sense of the word, looking out for what is the best interest for himself. But I do think it's interesting that if you believe the rap sheet report, and I got no reason not to believe it, they talked in March. They had a conversation. Yeah. I'd be dying to know if they're just not framing it in the way that I believe how it went down, where Nick Chubb was like, I'm not playing for $1.2 million to be your mascot this year. Like, it's not going to happen. And oh, by the way, you have a lot of different running backs. You have different people you want to get in the mix. It's a rebuilding, not a rebuilding, but a team with a...
with not a lot of expectations.
Yeah. I mean, the poison pill year is what we've been calling it. Give me a chance to go play for somebody that can actually do something, and give me a chance to have my Derrick Henry moment. Give me a chance to have my Saquon moment. Give me a chance to go to a different team and then set off, really just be great there.
I'll say this. I don't want to sit in your chair if the rookies and Jerome Ford struggle this fall, the run game struggles, and Nick Chubb is ripping off runs in Houston. I don't want to take those calls.
Well, I do. 216-474-0092. But I like calls. I like talking to you guys. I like the conversation. Cheryl in Las Vegas up next. What's up?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, Cheryl?
I'll tell you why I'm angry.
Yeah, tell me why you're angry.
I'll tell you. I'm mad at you, Jonathan Peterlin.
Oh, no.
I came up the Browns flagship station, and you know what I caught? I don't understand why everybody's so upset. And that's a quote. I mean, it's a culmination of things, gentlemen. Everything you just said about Nick Chubb and Houston. I was fine if Nick Chubb was done in the NFL. I was fine.
Wait. Who said I don't know why everyone's so upset? If I said that, I didn't mean to say it that way. I know why everyone's upset.
Okay, that was a little bit. I guess I took it. Didn't hear everything else because I called in when I heard that.
Okay, so, yeah, because It's like very obvious why people are upset.
I totally get why people are upset.
I just don't share in the anger.
Okay, well, Daryl, look at it this way: everything you're saying about Houston right now, about Nick Chubb going to Houston, that's what the Browns could be giving Nick Chubb. Houston's got a running back room. Browns got a running back room. Sure, I saw the writing on the wall when we got those two new running backs. But all I said was, as long as he's not in the NFL, if no other team sees value and he's medically unable to play, then I'm all good with Nick Chubb retiring. But there is a team out there with running backs saying he is good enough. We see a path. We see a way. And I really felt that that's the least Andrew Berry could have done for us as we deal with Deshaun Watson, as we deal with what Myles Garrett did to me. I'm still trying to get over how nasty he was. I don't know how to wear his jersey again. I'm still trying to hear Mary Kay say, you might have Deshaun Watson. Here's Kenny Pickett. And the guy you like, Joe Flacco, is probably not going to be there. It's a culmination of everything since the 3-14 season. It's everything they're doing is like going out of their way to alienate this 68-year-old fan, huge backer out here in Cleveland. I paid $1,200 to see them in the dome here last year. I left at the end of the third quarter. And I love my team, and they are a personnel nightmare. That's why they're saying we have the worst team. And I just feel strongly Nick Chubb and the fans deserve the Browns to give everything they could for Nick Chubb, just like Houston just did. Damn it.
Oh, all right.
I can't believe this.
Yeah. All right. Cheryl,
I can't believe they're doing this to me. I can't believe it. What more do they want? The guy who went to 7 teams as a receiver, a horrible locker room presence. I'm supposed to get his jersey? Really? Really? Whose jersey do you want me to get this year? Tell me.
No,
I got to retire Garrett.
Well, you don't have to retire Chubb. The cool thing about a Nick Chubb jersey is that one's going to never go out of style.
When he plays and does a great job with the Texans because we were too analytical.
Maybe you get to wear it in protest then, even if you want. You know,
I think you should get a Harold Fannin.
Your mic's not on.
I think you should get a Harold Fannin Jr. jersey.
Yeah, we got some rookies you can get, but I get not wanting to invest in that. They got to earn it first. I get that, Cheryl.
I mean, you guys have seen this nightmare happen ever since we went.
You said something very interesting. I want to touch on, and I do appreciate your call and your passion. I feel for you. I do. I mean, she was getting emotional there. That was that's tough. The problem is that what she said was that she feels like the front office is just alienating everything about her favorite team, and they're doing it almost intentionally. And it's funny when she brings up the different layers of that, right? Like you bring in Deshaun Watson, a move that not many people liked. Myles Garrett then has his whole deal, and that obviously was upsetting to her. But it does feel, in a sense, that like the Browns just they don't know how to buy a win for themselves. And I don't know. There was a part of me that was wondering earlier today, and I know I'm getting way ahead of myself, Daryl. There was a part of me that was wondering if this is part of why Andrew Berry and company were brought back. They were brought back to do the dirty work. They were brought back to say, Nick Chubb, sorry, we don't want you around anymore. You don't have service to us. We don't have value to us. We're going to let you go and play out and do your bidding for another team. And that was just part of it, as if they're just there to just take all the body blows that are attached to this 3-14 team last year into now a team that is projected to win 5.5 wins, according to Vegas. And if that's the role they got to play, and they'll play it out for next year, and they'll play it out until the end of the season and then be let go, okay, fine. But it is a miserable spot for them to be in right now because I mean, between Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, the people in the city, their respect of them and their appreciation of them has never been lower.
Yeah, it's been a tough ride for Andrew Berry here. A lot of the big moves that he's made just haven't panned out. You know, Browns fans have to look at Baker Mayfield go to Tampa Bay. Even though he bounced around, they don't want to talk about him bouncing around to, you know, to find himself.
Right, and he was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL last year. He threw 40-plus touchdowns, almost 5,000 yards. He was legitimately, from a statistical standpoint, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
He put up numbers we've never seen here in Cleveland before from a Browns quarterback.
But everyone knows Andrew Berry was driving the bus in that decision. Yeah. Obviously, Jimmy Haslam signed off and giving the paycheck, but he was driving the bus, and fans aren't stupid. We know that stuff.
And fans don't want to hear about maturity issues behind the scenes or things like that. They just know that guy started 55 consecutive games, and they had that kind of stability at that position Brian Sipe.
But I do think this is a big part of the bigger discussion about Nick Chubb, and today for a lot of people is that it's not necessarily that Nick Chubb is going to the Texans and he's going to another team. It's more the idea that this ends, in my opinion, any sort of, and the dream was already over, but that whole regime where it was Nick Chubb, it was Baker, it was Denzel, it was Kareem Hunt, it was Myles Garrett, it was Denzel Ward, it was all these guys, and this what was supposed to be a juggernaut of a football team, and it's all just poof, up in smoke. And listen, it's been up in smoke for a while now, but this is like the culmination of it. When more of those guys that I mentioned than not are just not even on the team anymore, it just kind of really highlights the fact that we had a really great roster at one point, and the best we did was win a playoff game against the Steelers, and that's all we have to show for it.
But hey, they did give Myles Garrett $40 million a year to shut up and be happy in Cleveland.
And we'll find out tomorrow just how disgruntled he is. I promise you we'll find out that. All right, 216-474 below 92. We'll stay with your phone calls. Like Cheryl, why do you guys want to get involved in this? We'll move the Peterlin pass to later on in the 4 o'clock hour. It's Afternoon Drive right here on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.